All right, Madhouse Nation, Madhouse Family, Charlotte, America. We know some of y'all still angry. Some people mad. Some people not even angry at what they saw on the video that was released the other day with the police-involved shooting at the Burger King on Bates Ford Road. So, you know, we said, listen, we want to help. We want to help with the family. So as we watched the video, you know, we saw the commands that were given by the officer. And Jessica, you posed a great question. And your question was?
What was he supposed to do? At this point, the officer's command is to drop the weapon, mm-hmm. put the weapon down, drop the weapon, drop the weapon. Granted, there were a lot of times that they said that.
Right.
But when he actually did go to drop the weapon, that is when he was shot. So how was he supposed to drop the weapon?
And DJ Shark, you brought up a point. You said it, you felt like if he'd moved any type of way, he'd have got shot.
My point. Like, once they came and said, if they said it once,
mm-hmm.
and it goes to, you know,
drop the weapon,
kick the weapon, I'm just thinking, once he moved, you're now a threat.
Yeah. So, it's clear.
So he how would you drop the gun?
Yeah, how do you do that?
So that's...
It was clear in the thing. And when I watched it,
mm-hmm.
I looked at it, and I thought that the woman was obviously nervous. And here's why I say that she was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
One, when the Burger King employee walked out, she never said anything to that Burger King employee.
Mm-hmm.
She never told that Burger King employee to move. That Burger King employee was standing right next to that man with that gun. It was the other police officer who mm-hmm. said, move. And then she told the Burger King officer to move.
Mm-hmm.
She never said anything. And then after she shot, her words were all messed up. She said something to the effect of, I shots fired instead of I fired shots or something. She was nervous. She was nervous throughout that whole encounter.
Okay.
And you could tell. Which, I mean, I get.
Mm-hmm.
I get. But you have to have some type of level of composure. And yesterday at that Tuesday forum that mm-hmm. I was able to attend with Chief Kerr Putney,
mm-hmm.
he was there. And he was talking about a lot of questions came up about de-escalation.
Right.
De-escalation.
Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about this morning.
A lot of questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that there are steps before you get to de-escalation.
Right.
And one of those steps is communication.
Right. So
one of those steps. But, however, let's think about this. If I'm standing there, I'm already in a tough situation, right? And you come running up to me. I might not be able to communicate with you effectively because in my mindset, when I'm already in a tough situation, I don't know what to do.
Mm.
I'm trying to think this out. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. You have to think adrenaline is pumping. You don't know what's going on. You are in a bad situation right there. And the reality of it is a lot of us are walking around here thinking that we have a target on our back by the police anyway. We're going to end up dead anyway. So we're trying to figure it out.
All right, so we got Deputy Chief Vicky Foster on the phone. And we just wanted to talk to you about, you know, how do you begin to obey our officer's command in a situation like we saw on video? Like, well, we asked the question, how was he supposed to dispose of the weapon? Good morning, Deputy Chief Foster.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to get no limit. When you get my title right, I might answer, but it's okay.
Ooh.
It's okay.
Get it right. Get it right.
We're going to get it right. We're going to get it right now.
What is it? What is it? I'm sorry.
It's assistant chief. But I'm
assistant chief. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know you moved okay. up to assistant. I'm sorry, black woman.
It's okay. So listen, I do hate that I have to leave in a few minutes. I have an 8:30 meeting, but I do want to say to your question about what are you supposed to do when you had a lot of comments prior to that, so I'm going to try to get to as many of them as possible.
Okay.
But the reality of it is, and I think, you know, the chief has said this over and over and over, you know, the first thing you have to do is communicate. You know, you cannot ignore a police officer when they are giving you commands, and you don't get to decide when you want to engage with them. When you have a person that is telling you commands, they have a gun drawn on you. You can't decide, well, I'll drop the gun when I'm ready to drop the gun. So that's the first thing is communicate. Acknowledge that you hear them. I hear you. How do you want me to put down the gun? How do you want me to drop the gun? The first thing you have to do is communicate. And I did hear a couple of comments about, well, at this point, you know, whatever they would have done, they would have been shot. Well, so you have to look at things two ways. If someone communicates to you 6, 7, 8, and I don't know how many times it was, if someone continues to communicate with you and they're not looking at you, they're not talking to you, they're not communicating with you, at some point you have to think, this person means me no harm, means me harm, or someone else harm. You cannot just say, okay, well, they're just, you know, deciding when they want to do that. So there's also another person involved. And so you don't know if that person is in danger, that he's there near. You don't know any of that. So, you know, not to belabor the point, but my point is, if we communicate, 85% of the things you see across the country would not happen. I didn't say all, but 85% of them wouldn't happen. But we have to communicate. We don't get to decide. That's a very stressful situation. And, you know, I heard people say, well, she said shots fired and not I shot. Well, that's our terminology. We say shots fired. So it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, she's nervous or whatever, but I'm sure she was because I don't think anybody knows what it's like to have to pull a gun out on anybody.
Yeah.
So that's a whole totally different scenario. So my thing is, yes, it is very hard to determine how to put down a gun if you don't communicate. So you have to ask questions. You have to first let them know, I hear you. How would you like for me to put the gun down? Do you want me to reach and get it? Or do you want me to put my hands up and you come and get it? I mean, it's all about communication. And that's what it's about.
I read a report that says that that CMPD is looking at revising the de-escalation procedure. Is that true?
We're looking at revising our de-escalation. We're looking at revising our use of force. You know, we're looking at a whole lot of things. But these are not things that we just started looking at just because of this incident. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for over the last year. Mm-hmm. You know, we make tweaks to our policy all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's some circumstances where de-escalation, time moves quick. These things happen in less than 30 seconds. So when people talk about de-escalation, you know, de-escalation is wonderful, and that is exactly what we want to do. And to de-escalate any situation, you have to communicate, and then you can cooperate, and then there it automatically de-escalates if you communicate and cooperate. And so that's what the chief has been preaching, you know, over and over.
All right. Thank you, Vicky. We know you got to run to a meeting this morning. We appreciate you calling in because, you know, a lot of folks wouldn't call in, but we glad that you did and you took our call. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Talk to you all soon.
All right. Charlotte's Plug, man. We got more on this. It's Charlotte's Plug. We're talking about how do you begin to open up the lines of communication? If you're a law enforcement officer out there or if you are somebody who works with law enforcement or anything like that, we definitely need your help this morning. Charlotte's Plug is about out of here.
Join Charlotte's Plug, Power 98, for our annual celebrity best.
Power 98, WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Just trying to, you know, a lot of people saw the video, a lot of mixed feelings about the video, but we're trying to move forward and talk about what can we do as far as, you know, when you are involved with an officer, what can we do? What can officers do? How do we open up the lines of communications? And what do you supposed to do? We need to figure out what is the protocol, because a lot of people are asking the question, how was this young man supposed to get rid of this weapon?
And we heard what she said earlier.
Assistant Chief Vicky Foster called it.
Right. You got a title right. We heard what she said, but realistically speaking, you said 85% of the time communication is key.
That's what she said.
Yes. But realistically speaking, let's speak about what the situation is. If a white officer is coming up to a black man with a gun, or a black man that they feel is a threat, not even with a gun, a black man that they feel is a threat, what communication is going to be had? What communication between the officer and that man is going to be said? Case in point, Philando Castile communicated with the officer.
He did.
That he had a gun. He communicated with the officer. The officer asked him to get him his ID.
Right.
He communicated and said, okay, I'm reaching for my ID. It's in my back pocket. He did exactly what the officer told him to do and communicated with him. Still lost his life. So what is the protocol? I get it. It sounds good. That's the politically correct answer.
And that officer told him he didn't even know why he shot him. He just said, I was nervous. He told him I was nervous.
That's what I'm saying.
I get it.
But they said communication.
Who initiates the communication?
The officers.
That's not what we were that's just told.
That's not what happened in this situation.
Well, they came up. The first communication was drop your weapon. If you're talking about the particular video, that's communication. Now, after they say that, either you're supposed to respond back and say something, or you're supposed to drop the weapon,
or you follow the command. And the only communication, the majority of the communication was, Drop your weapon, which leads me back to my original question, which was, how was he supposed to drop the weapon?
I'm still figuring that out. But I've been pulled over by police with six guns in the car, four people, six guns in the car.
What was you going to do there?
Are you going to war?
It was a long time ago. I was hanging out with some of my friends. We was on Bates Ford Road.
Are they still your friends is the question.
Yes, they are. And all the guns were legal. And we got pulled over by some white officers. Mm. And the first thing we said, listen, officers.
That's four people. Okay, go ahead.
The first thing we said was, we have guns in the vehicle. And the officers backed up and they said, okay, how many people, they stood by and they said, how many people are in this vehicle? And I said, there are four people in the vehicle. I just told them everything that was going on. Mm. There's four guns in the front seat, two guns in the back seat. And I said, I told the officer, what would you like me to do? I was fresh out of high school. What would you like me to do?
High school?
I'm just telling you.
Who are you beefing with?
I wasn't beefing with nobody.
But see, Larry, the difference between your situation and what we're talking about is, you weren't committing a crime.
No, I wasn't committing a crime.
And granted, there is a level of fear,
yeah,
or
timidness
when we are approached by police officers, right?
Yeah.
But that level is heightened when you have committed a criminal act and you are being approached by police. So you may not think, you're trying to process everything that's going on,
mm-hmm.
and you may not think, I need to communicate back. You're trying to process, oh my God, what is going on? What have I gotten in my life?
I can tell you what I was trying to process.
I was trying to process that me and every person in this car, we want to go home and we don't want to get shot by the cops. So what they end up doing, the officers called more officers to the scene. It ended up being about 12 officers called to the scene. They removed all of us from the car and they removed all the guns from the car.
Now, this is the... Going off of what? Assistant Deputy Chief. Did I say it right?
No. Yeah, Assistant Deputy Chief.
Assistant Chief.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
She's not deputy no more.
What she said just now about communication, she's in the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department.
Yes.
A Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer shot this man.
Yes.
What she just said, communication is key. If they told this man 23 times mm-hmm. to drop his gun, you mean to tell me it's nothing else you could have said in those 23 times? If you had the time to say it 23 times, then obviously he wasn't wielding the gun at them. I get it. It was another person around him, mm-hmm. but he did not look like he was a threat. If you said it 23 times, there's something else that you could have communicated to this man,
like,
on how to drop the weapon,
yeah,
how to get the weapon towards me, the officer.
I agree with that.
How to submit yourself. How to say, hey, I'm giving up. I'm submitting myself to you. How the officers could have communicated that also. It's not a one-way street.
Right.
Granted, you said drop the gun. Cool. But now, how do you want me to get the gun to you?
Right. I agree with that. We got to take a break. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's We Family Wednesday. It's 5.98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.